connections that we made. Touch the creatures down below. And they grew up in a way that we've never seen before. Supernature. My weekday fix? Darling, it has to be Radio Gorgeous.
Hello, my name's Jocelyn Pembroke.
And I'm Donna Freed.
And you're listening to Radio Gorgeous. So, Gorgeous Gossip, we're back!
Welcome, 2016!
We haven't done this for a while. Let's be good. Now, what were you harping on about earlier when we were in Victoria having a meeting?
I was really annoyed, as per usual.
Yeah.
What else? My pet peeve today was bathroom signs. Because every place wants to be cute, and they have this different sign for a bathroom. And we were in Le Pain Quotidien, sorry, but that's where we were. And I could not tell the difference between the men's signs and the women's signs. The women's sign looked like Julian Clary. It was very confusing.
Yeah, because it was a woman with short hair, wasn't it?
Exactly. And a
pencil drawing.
Exactly. And a pearl necklace, excuse me, is that not a euphemism or whatever, is the only thing to define her as a woman? I take offense.
And you were taking offense and you were taking a photo of it. And then a man came and he said, and you said to him, I don't know the difference. And he said, I don't know.
Exactly. So he was equally as confused. Although we
Baffled.
Yeah. But I have walked into the men's room. I went someplace the other day. And it was completely confusing. Like, use words. I can understand words.
Yeah, 'cause it had a picture of a woman on.
Yeah, exactly. It was a picture of La Dolce Vita. And I walked right in and I was like, why is there a urinal? Is that like a reference to the fountain? You know? I was like, what's going on here?
So I tell you my bugbear is that when you go anywhere, they have the same amount of loos for women as they do men. And that is so wrong. Because women spend something like, on average, 3 minutes in a loo, and men spend, you know, 60 seconds.
All you got to do is unzip.
Exactly. So we should have twice as many loos or toilets in Britain.
Or maybe we should employ, I don't know, more clever zips. Yeah, yeah. Our clothes should be better designed.
Have you seen that female loo that you can buy, that you can stand up?
Oh, the shiwi.
Yeah.
Shiwis are awesome.
Yeah.
Shiwis have been used for prostitutes because, you know, look, you're prone. It's very dangerous. As well as women sheep herders and things because...
What is it? Because they're outside.
They're outside, and if you're with men... And you therefore can't go to the bathroom in front of the men. Mm-hmm. So a lot of women develop very dangerous for your health urinary tract infections and things like that. So a shiwi, pee anywhere.
Have you had a go with one?
I haven't. Shall we try it out?
Yeah, let's find out. But I've been to the loo in all sorts of places. And I've caught, I went over a hill in the countryside quite recently, and there's a woman with her trousers down. I said, don't worry. We've all done it. We've all,
exactly.
You know.
But
my husband worries because I'm very, very light. I'll just drop my trousers nearly anywhere on walks.
So there we were at dinner, and...
Yeah, yeah. No, it's usually in the countryside.
Oh, no, I always do. And I do down at the allotment, but, you know, the trains go by. So I'm always like backed up towards the train, and then like the train will go by. I'm like, oopsie bups.
Lucky train folk.
Well, and it is a problem. Pissing in public, you know, where do you go?
Yeah, where do you go? Well, when I'm very drunk, I've gone behind cars and things in car parks or just on the street in between cars.
I was thinking during the day.
Yeah,
but no, coffee shops are always good.
Yeah, coffee shops. But don't you feel like a lot of people I know feel like they have to buy something? So like they're dying to go. So they go in, they have to order something. They're desperate and then they have to run in. Also, you know, loos are kept pretty revoltingly in those coffee shops, places like Starbucks, aren't they?
Because people like us who don't buy coffee.
Also because male and females go in them.
Yes. Yes, yeah. It is unisex.
But I think there's nothing, as you said, there's nothing. You're American, you call them powder rooms, which is the most wonderful word. I mean, I really love one where there's a woman sitting there and she'll put a bit of perfume on you and...
Hand you a towel.
Yeah, yeah. And it makes you feel fabulous,
exactly.
Doesn't it?
Well, my trick for using a toilet in some place like a restaurant or a bar where, you know, you feel self-conscious about not ordering something or, you know, can I use this in, you know, in a restaurant, is that, you know, you look in there and you pretend you see somebody in the back. You're like, oh, yeah, you know, oh, I'm just looking for something. And then you go and use their loo.
So they see you, so they think that you're walking towards the table, but you're actually... Now, that is the best Radio Gorgeous tip of 2016.
So the only one so far.
So we have a pretend friend at the back of a cafe. Exactly. Hello! And then we walk straight into the disabled loo. Yeah, because it's always a disabled loo. It's the nearest, isn't it?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, fantastic. So thank you so much, Donna Preed, for coming on to Radio Gorgeous.
Thank you, Josephine Pembroke.
This is the Radio Gorgeous production for Radio Gorgeous 2016. Sign up for more at radiogorgeous.com. Keep your mind fit. Listen to Radio Gorgeous.